Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week, we're talking about stress. And the point is that stress is self-induced. At least 99% of it is. We create it ourselves. We make things much worse than they typically are. And there's a lot of things that we can do to not only reduce the intensity of the stress we feel, but also reduce the frequency as well. And I mentioned yesterday that the idea of ending procrastination is a good first step. If you procrastinate, if you're waiting till the last minute to get things done, you will create more stress in your life. Now, if you're okay with that, then that's your decision. But the point is if your goal is to reduce stress, try doing things ahead of time. Try chunking things down. But don't save big projects for the last minute because a lot of things can go wrong that will stress you out. But if you know about them in advance, you're much more able to deal with them. Another thing you can do to really mitigate some of the stress you feel is realize that there are certain things that are absolutely out of your control. Some things you can influence, but other things you just can't control at all. There's nothing you can do. And so getting clear about what those are and not just completely living your life and worrying about those things you can't control, it's something that's so critically important because, again, what is the point of experiencing stress over something that where you can't influence the outcome? It's just absolutely a wasted emotion, and if you can't control it, why bother? So let me give you an example. I live in Florida, and in Florida, from time to time, we get hurricanes. And probably 12 or 13 years ago, there was a whole series of storms that kept hitting the state. And so what I would do is I would watch this stuff on the news, and you see the trajectory of the storm, and it's coming, and I'd have the news on 24/7 just tracking the storm. And I'd get so stressed over it, and it was such a silly thing because, not that the hurricane is silly, but I can't control this thing. It's going to hit, what I can control is, do I board up my windows or not? Do I get my family out and evacuate and get out of the way of the thing? Those are the things that I can control. But to sit and watch this thing 24/7, realizing that it really doesn't change hour by hour anyway, is just an exercise in futility, and it's something that causes a lot of stress. So again, what I learned finally was, figure out what's going on, look at it every so often, but I can't control it, so don't stress about it. But do the things that you need to do to get prepared, and in this case, it's pulling in outdoor furniture, it's boarding up windows or putting shutters up, and it's getting my family out of the way. And that's it. And that's all I can do. And if I accept that, there's far less stress than just sitting and watching this thing minute by minute. So think about what, in life in general, think about what you can control, think about what you can't control, and focus on the former. Think about what you can do to direct the outcome or have input on the outcome of something. Put your energy there, not on the stuff that you can't influence. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. It just means committing to getting here for a few minutes out of your day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you should try to stop overcommitting yourself, saying yes to everything, because overcommitment starts to take a toll on you through stress. And if you can manage the activities better and if you can say no occasionally, you'll probably experience less stress. For today, I just want you to look at what you can control, what you can direct, and what you can't control. Stop focusing on what you can't control. Stop worrying about it. Let it go.